This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, an update on the standard measure of the U.S. economy, that is gross domestic product, summer to fall. There was a slight revision down, although still strong. It came in at 3.4% annualized. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now with an enjoy it while you can story.
As 2018 concludes, unemployment's near a 50-year low, wages are rising, and consumers are spending it up. This late in an economic cycle, such strong growth is surprising and probably not sustainable, says University of Oklahoma economist Gary Hoover. This year's tax cuts juiced growth,
but that won't last much into 2019.
The Federal Reserve just revised its 2019 GDP prediction down to 2.3%. Hoover points out one dampening force is the Fed itself, trying to cool the economy to prevent wage and price inflation. Economist Scott Anderson at Bank of the West points to other headwinds, global economies slowing down, trade tensions.
We don't see any bubbles anywhere, but there's certainly high levels of corporate and global debt.
Anderson estimates long-term sustainable GDP growth for the U.S. economy is between 1.6 and 1.8%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.